Welcome, 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 welcome everyone to Modern Day Atheism. We got a lot to talk about today and a short amount of time to talk about it in. Not a short amount, I mean an hour to an hour and a half at the most is how long this will go. Just a friendly reminder that Modern Day Atheism is also a podcast and is available in podcast form on iTunes, Google Play, something called Stitcher, which I understand exists, and also Spotify. We are going to be talking largely today about what we are calling the Pumpkin Saga. This has to do with the Make America Straight Again conference. We'll explain the whole pumpkin thing, but for those of you who haven't been keeping up, or for those of you who are, today we'll include a recap as well as sort of what we've done, what's about to be done, the way you can get involved, the way we can all get involved. It's going to be a humdinger of a show. I think that's the first time I've ever said the word humdinger in my entire life. That it rolled off the tongue very awkwardly. I guess one last little notice here, while you won't be able to hear the thunder and lightning because I am down in the basement of a building, that was a choice I made as far as when I set up a studio for sound isolation as well as light isolation, not having to deal with window light and stuff. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in my area right now, which I don't anticipate to affect much here. However, there is always the possibility with something like that, that power or the internet gets messed up. So if there is just a random loss of signal, a loss of show, that is what happened. That is that's what went down. So to talk about the Pumpkin Saga, let's recap real quick the series of events and the things that happened. Starting off with, there was this about 4-minute video from a conference called the Make America Straight Again Conference. And it was put out on Liberty Baptist Church's YouTube and then subsequently a bunch of others. And this is something that is going down next weekend. This time in 1 week, this conference will be happening, at least as I don't see any likelihood they are going to cancel it. The Make America Straight Again conference focuses around these four preachers. Pastor Boyle, Patrick Boyle, I think might be his name, or I'm just being a little bit, I'm very Irish and English, and when I hear Boyle, for some reason, Patrick is always what I go with. Tommy McMurtry, I can't remember Pastor Jimenez's first name right now either, and then Pastor Steven Anderson, and these are the four stars. And these four stars have spoken time and time again about wanting to see death for anybody who is LGBTQA+, or as I prefer and will now do for the remainder of the episode, GRSM, which stands for Gender, Romantic, and Sexual Minorities. So basically, there is this issue going on where they are trying to skirt around the language. And there are times where they are really, really bad at it, but are just doing things like celebrating people dying. For example, Pastor Jimenez in this Make America Straight Again conference promotion is celebrating the Pulse nightclub shooting and talking about how, no, of course I'm not sad because I know what these people actually are. They're rapists and pedophiles. These are his words. And I'm not sad when rapists and pedophiles die. And then you have Pastor Tommy McMurtry, who was also advocating for capital punishment for all the homos and for us to hate what God hates. And so we run into this thing where they are clearly trying to skirt around directly saying, hey, people, go out and stab a random person from this community. And they're doing that obviously on purpose because then they have constitutional protections. as far as free speech goes. However, they do violate the terms of service of a lot of platforms. Platforms like YouTube, and we'll talk about this more later, PayPal. So I made a reaction video to this and this disgusting incendiary language, and I provided links to places where this video was up, this promotion that calls for capital punishment to homos and celebrating the Pulse nightclub shooting, which, by the way, the one other thing about this Pulse nightclub shooting thing, they are actually holding their Make America Straight Again conference, rally, hate masturbatory conference, circle jerk, whatever you want to call it. They are holding that on the anniversary of Pulse nightclub shooting. And we suspect, though we don't know yet, because we don't know the exact location of the conference, we know their starting point, or at least the church closest to there that currently has the address, but we suspect there will probably be some interaction with that nightclub, whether that is going to it to be excited about what happened, or perhaps even a protest there, or something of that nature. But they are holding a conference around that time as a big fuck you to people who literally died, people from the GRSM community who actually died. Anyway, I created a reaction video, and the reaction video, I suggested people go and report, because while they are still maintaining their constitutional protections, maybe not all the time, which is something that you're gonna get to see more down the road, less today, but some of the speech actually, it does seem like breaches the boundaries of constitutional free speech. However, terms of service wise, those terms of service are things I have to live by, and anybody on the platform. And certainly, if somebody comes into a platform that is mine or my sub-platform, for example, my Discord, and they want to break the rules, I would feel no ill will, nor should anyone, to any individual who brings that rule breaking to the mod's attention. And that is exactly what we did. We utilized the terms of service to destroy this video, and we got it taken down, and then have gotten several videos subsequently taken down. And then the pumpkin stuff starts. Pastor Tommy McMurtry, he decides to make a video trying to call me out. And he calls me Mr. Pumpkin, because a pumpkin is the biggest fruit on the planet. Now, first of all, that's not correct. A jackfruit is. Jackfruit, when you actually get to eat it, is in smaller sections, but if you actually look at the jackfruit on the tree, that's the biggest fruit on the planet. However, that's far from the worst thing that Tommy McMurtry ever said. However, I was gonna say however again, but I hate redundant language. Even though I say don't get me wrong all the time. Trust me, I already know. I don't know if anybody has pointed it out, but now, as far as like drinking games go, you should drink every time I say libido or don't get me wrong. Either one, you'll be dead by the end of the show. So don't actually do that. He comes after me, he calls me Mr. Pumpkin, and we decided to embrace it. And now if you go to like Twitter, you will see tons of people with pumpkins in their handle. Same thing on the Discord. The giant outpouring of support with that has been absolutely incredible. What's been even more amazing is seeing, my brother sent me this news article that was covering Smash Mouth's reaction to the Straight Pride Parade, and they clipped a bunch of people's tweets, and one of the tweets had the pumpkin in the handle, and that was just like so surreal. It was amazing. So they basically, they tried to shit on me and coin me Mr. Pumpkin. However, that was a mistake. And, I'm live right now. Phone call was coming in. They decided to coin Mr. Pumpkin for me, and that has just been something we have all gotten behind. Now we have the Pumpkin Squad or the Pumpkin Posse. I actually, I haven't like published anywhere that this is true, but if you go to the store now, my shirts and merch store, there's Pumpkin Posse and a specific Pan Pride shirt, that are in there. So that's, I mean, it was a mistake on their part. As I said in the thumbnail, they came after the wrong fruit. So I created a video talking about that. And what was so incredible about Pastor McMurtry is he keeps saying things that not get him into trouble, but make him look pretty silly later. Like in the video where he was calling me out, he says how modding comments was easy, and then what was the other thing he said? That they can't really do anything to you online. And we're going to talk about in a little bit what exactly we did online that is going to be an actual crippling force that is actually going to interfere with them and their organization significantly. But regarding the whole like moderating comments, he had said this because in reaction to the initial Make America Straight Again video, I made my video and I sent it out to Patreon first. And the patrons got it, and it was like less than 100 of them went and reported it and did things, and it got taken down. So there weren't that many people going after it or that many comments. And then I decided to go ahead and do something that got my entire channel involved. We'll talk about that more lately, but we decided to have a little experiment with something called search engine optimization. That'll come again in the part of things we've done, things that we're doing, and things call to action and what you can do. He makes a follow-up video to my clapback to his clapback, and basically says, like, the whole thing about, you know, modding the comments isn't that hard. Now he has to switch his entire channel to actually, like, he has to mod every comment. So now instead of removing comments that are bad or going to the flag comments, he has the whole channel turned off where you put a comment in, it doesn't show up immediately. He has to go through and manually approve. So anyway, wasn't all that hard, he said, and yet didn't seem to work out. And in that general video, in that second clapback video, you can tell he's shooketh. He is shook. There was actually two of them. And in that video, in the first one, he says how it's just ridiculous that we're advocating for violence, that we're saying he's advocating for violence, rather, and that's a ridiculous claim. And then he ends the video saying, once upon a time, society knew where these people belonged 6 feet under. Literally, like, starts the video saying we don't advocate for violence, ends the video advocating for violence, and not remotely seeing what he did wrong there. In the middle of it, he tries to like justify it. Like, no, we're talking about executioners. Executioners aren't considered violent. Yes, they are. Regardless of if it's legal violence, it's still violence. And there are times where legal violence has been incredibly evil. So evil executioners would include things like, I don't know, the Holocaust. There were lots of people there who were legally executing, illegally according to their government, executing people, terrible, evil people. He ends up seeming very, like I said, shook. And there's an even funnier follow-up to all of that. In fact, I want to go look at his channel real quick and see if it is still the case. He's basically run from YouTube. And I think it's because he thinks that if he leaves it right now, his channel will basically stay up with at least the videos that are there, because he has two community strikes now. And those two community strikes are, you only get three and then your channel is actually deleted. And yeah, so the last video he put up was 6 days ago now. And he's basically retreated to a platform called BitChute, because BitChute has no standards on who they let on the platform, at least as far as I can tell. So, yeah, I mean, I can't do anything to him online, but then we did some things to him online. And then there's also been other people from this network of churches, and this is something that you need to know about. Tommy McMurtry, Pastor Anderson, Pastor Jimenez, and Pastor Boyle, these four people are part of a broader organization called the NIFB, of which Steve Anderson is pretty much the leader of. And you're going to get to learn more about this as we go in the future, especially as we sort of shift what our focus and target is. Right now, you've been seeing a lot of stuff related to this specific conference, because this conference is coming up. It's also Pride Month, so I, as a member of the GRSM community, was also definitely going to be covering more GRSM stuff during Pride Month. But soon the focus is going to shift. Tommy McMurtry made the mistake of coming after me. Otherwise, I don't know how much of the focus he would have gotten. Of these incendiary, hateful pastors, he is technically the least mild. Still calling for violence, still calling for death to the GRSM community, still a terrible person, but somehow the most mild. And so once we get through this conference, we'll obviously have some attention from us. Once we get through the next stage of everything, we're going to be shifting, and we have an idea of where we are focusing. We're not putting out too many details on that because, frankly, we don't want them to see it coming. I mean, they know it's coming, but how we're going to do it and everything. And so what's important here? There's a lot of people and a lot of criticism, and a lot of it's actually come in under my video talking about that straight pride parade that is coming up. There's a lot of people angry and very critical of the fact that we are using our platforms, and this is not just me, this is a big group of us that I'm going to talk more about later too, that we're using our platforms to censor or deplatform another platform. But I should think we should keep in mind, all of us creators usually let most shit go. As in, we usually side on free speech. We usually side on let them keep their platform. We usually don't head straight to deplatforming. Go to my channel. Look at all of the videos I've done. Some of them are mild and just like, wow, this person's beliefs are just straight out silly. Here's why. Some of them are terrible. Some of them almost reach this same line of we should be removing this person from the internet and restricting their reach as much as possible. But there has been a clear passing of that boundary here. We are talking about people who are mobilizing likely a multi-million dollar organization because they have churches across the country and now the world. And these are people who are actively, this is a cult basically. It is a hate cult, not basically, it is a cult. And Steven Anderson is the cult leader. And they are spreading that hatred across the world, trying to influence the perception of people over these communities. And if they had kept it 30% less hateful in a lot of the cases, some of the stuff like 100% less hateful, they wouldn't have gotten this reaction. We would have just done what we usually do, presented it to you, pointed out the logic, the failings in their logic rather, and got moved on. You wouldn't have seen them again. But these are people who are mobilizing. These are people who delight in violence, delight in the fact that they are always armed. So while I believe, generally, the right to believe should be protected, and obviously constitutional free speech is a thing that doesn't extend into terms of services and platforms and rules that, again, I have to live by. There are things I can't say on my channel, though I can't think of any that would actually violate the terms of service that I genuinely feel myself. But there are definitely these restrictions of the people, the things that all the people on this platform have to live by. And absolutely, when things get this bad, get this negative, this encourage this amount of abuse, this amount of violence, and this amount of harassment, there is some level of duty to do something, because not all beliefs are equal. And that's kind of this bullshit narrative that's out there, is that my belief is as valid as yours. No, it's not. Your belief is as valid as mine. I mean, if your beliefs are entrenched in hatred and non-methods of verification, your beliefs are not as valid as mine. You have as valid a right to hold them as I do, but your belief itself is not. And the problem is, what you believe, there are levels of choice to, but overall, you don't actually choose to believe something most of the time. There are obviously exercises you can do to try and force that kind of stuff in. But most of the time, belief isn't a choice. You either do believe something or you don't. You're compelled by what you've been presented or you're not. This is something I know Matt Dillahunty has talked about a number of times on The Atheist Experience, so I don't want to pretend I'm taking his words and coming up with them myself. This is, And the problem is when you have this propaganda arm out there and reaching, they are compelling people with bad, terrible, debunked information. Like their total and complete assertion that they are confident in that GRSM is equal to pedophilia, which it is not, period. That people in that community are all going to abuse children. That is the equivocation that they are trying to make. That belief does not get equal footing, does not get equal access to platforms when those platforms have said, we have this set of values and this is the kind of stuff we want to host. The terms of service are not the Constitution. Protected free speech means you're not going to go to jail for saying hateful things. It does not mean, and again, there's even a limit to that. It does not mean you have a protected right to be on platforms whose standards you violate. I could harp on this literally all night. It is incredible to me, some of the commentary coming out, and granted, a lot of it probably is people who hold those same views. A lot of the comments are probably from people who think a straight pride parade makes sense. That's actually, if you go and you look at my videos recently, I have a plugin that shows me like the like to dislike ratio. Most of my videos get 99%. Sometimes, occasionally I'll get 98 and I'll go, ooh, that was a controversial topic. My video explaining why a straight pride parade makes no sense and that it is spitting in the face of people who have actually been oppressed and why we have pride parades, because merely celebrating something that you just are is not actually something to be proud of. It's something to be proud of if something that you are has been something society at large tried to suppress and oppress, and you rose out of it and you won the battle of minds and you caused social change, which is what pride is for. Pride is for celebrating all the accomplishments and how far, distance I guess works with how far, but how far our community has come. And so if you go in right now and you look at that video about the Boston Pride Parade, which is unrelated to Make America Straight Again, for the record, but it has, instead of 99 or 98%, it has a 93% like to dislike ratio. And the comments, it's just people who you can tell didn't actually watch the video saying things like, oh, look, a bunch of hypocrites. Oh, look, the tolerant left, see how intolerant they are. As though we've ever been intolerant of being straight. That's not a thing. There is no oppressed majority. Anyway, so basically the terms of service, they're not the Constitution. The Constitution is not the terms of service. These are separate things. And it's really funny because you would think that it would be conservatives who would advocate for a business's right to run their business the way they want to run it. And yet, it is so often those people who are coming to the defense of these extreme radical people because this is infringing on their right to free speech. So they don't mind infringing on a business's right to free speech and the business's right to run their platforms the way they want to if it is getting out basically the messages they want. And I assure you that if this turned around, if you had people out there saying, hey, we wish that the government would start to murder Christians, would start to capital, if that was our narrative, which it is not, I don't feel that way. If that was the narrative that was coming out, it would be a total flip-flop and it would just be hypocrisy to the end. And I'm not saying that only conservatives are capable of hypocrisy. It absolutely happens on both sides of the political spectrum. This is, I would say, a very, very clear and demonstrable case of how it often seems to happen. Get a little water here. So, it's been incredible reading these comments. I've actually thought about doing an episode just responding to the Boston Pride Parade comments. I actually have a little bit of an outline today, just to keep everything in order. I thought about making a video responding to those comments because they are just exceptionally ridiculous. And I was getting around to saying, but I didn't say, you can tell the people didn't actually watch the video because a lot of the comments are clearly implying that we think the thing about being gay to be proud of is just simply being gay, which isn't the case. Or the thing about being trans, or the things about being pan or bi or lesbian, whatever. They think that the thing about that we're proud of is just that we are that, which is not the case. It's not the case. What was the metaphor I saw on Twitter? Somebody was like, we don't have straight pride parades for the same reason we don't have soup kitchens for rich people. Or somebody saying that a straight pride parade is the participation trophy of parades, which again, the irony because of the people who mostly call out participation trophies and things of that nature. Not that I'm a big fan of them, but it's usually those people who think that participation trophies are a major problem with society, like that this is indicative on what's going wrong and what's going down, totally ignoring the actual issues that are facing people and the ways in which society is just crumbling. So let's move on to I want to talk a little bit about the things we've accomplished, what's coming next, the things that we are working on now anyway that are coming immediately next. Again, we're not going to give a whole roadmap because there needs to be some level of surprise to everything, and then what people can do. So as far as things that we've successfully done, some of the most impressive, and this has been largely, Shannon Q has been largely heading this part of everything. We have had the PayPals, which has their own terms of service, that these not only have these organizations relating to the NIFB in the past violated or are now violating, they've also violated them in the past. I just ruined my whole sentence there. It was building up and I put it in the wrong order. But anyway, the PayPals for the Make America Straight Again conference, where people were sending in their deposits and things to attend this thing, and for Liberty Baptist Church, which is the one that Tommy McMurtry preaches out of, those have been reported and taken down. What I did on today's episode, this episode, at least on YouTube, it won't be in the description on the podcast version, but you can go find it if you want to. There's just a much smaller character limit on the podcast version. You can actually see a list of the active PayPals, probably the deactive ones too. I just copied and pasted it from Shannon Q's channel. Shannon Q has basically created a list of these PayPals that are, this is where they are receiving their money, because not that many people attend the churches in person. However, it is their media arm that inspires more people to pay, and then they also can do recurring donations and things of that nature. And these groups have violated many of the terms of service and do not actually qualify to be on PayPal's site. So if you would like to help PayPal enforce those terms of service, you can find links to all of those different PayPals in the description, and you can use PayPal's system to report those things, which usually does require a phone call and an email. These are the ways that will hurt them the most and have already hurt them. A lot of churches don't have a lot of backup funding methods. I mean, it's pretty much cash, check, and then this online thing. And these online payment centers are a significant source of income. This is the place to hit them, hurting them in their ability to receive money, because these are organizations that should go down. And the way I'd like to see them go down primarily is an inability to fund themselves. That's free market. That's capitalism, baby. That's all we're participating in right now for all the conservatives who want to come in. And then, yes, Caitlin Chloe in the live chat, aupviolations@paypal.com is an email that you can report as well. Speaking of Caitlin Chloe, who is here, as far as other stuff getting done, she has also been working on getting them designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Some of them already are, some of them aren't. She and John, her husband, who's also Godless Engineer, if you're familiar, they are currently, this is more of the things to come, but they are currently building a website and networking everything together. She's been in contact with bloggers. She's been in contact with other content creators, legal teams and stuff. I mean, she is absolutely just killing and taking everything on herself, and she has gone above and beyond what my initial expectation was. That when I first put out the video, I was like, hey, do you people want to help? It's gone from like, I was like, hey, I'd like to do this, to like, Jimmy, let us show you actually how to do this, because both she and Shannon have been absolutely, absolutely kicking ass. So as far as other things we've accomplished, as I mentioned, Tommy's pretty much abandoning his YouTube channel. We are still working right now on an archive of the different things from the different channels and a reference guide basically to where these hateful things are happening. We actually have a backup of pretty much all their videos, all their clips and things, and making those reference guides. That backup, huge amount of help from Atheist Rationale, and then obviously the people I've already mentioned, Shannon and Casey. They have been working on creating this cross-reference magical spider web of amazingness. And these are things that there will be tools relevant to the website that's coming out and stuff that will help. But it's going to help us be able to take whatever actions we need to, as well as provide legal protections should these people try to clap back. And it would be very unwise of them to do that, but you never know. They're not going to be able to hide behind deleting anything. We are definitely going to be able to demonstrate that this is a hate group and a cult objectively. As far as the SEO thing goes, so I don't know how many of you participated in it. It's been amazing. First of all, I've been trying to figure out the website, because there was a limit to how many pictures per page can go on, but I bought this website, TommyMcMurtry.com, and I have been sourcing images from you. And right now there's already hundreds of images, but now you have to go to multiple pages to see them. More of them are coming. I have not gotten all of them up. Basically, every time I try to upload them, I have to break it into like 30 photos at a time. Otherwise, my computer just like breaks, or the website does, trying to upload it all, and we have to refresh and start over. And I literally have hundreds of these things. So I'm adding more as I can. TommyMcMurtry.com, first of all, is in no way associated with Pastor Tommy McMurtry or the Liberty Baptist Church. It is a website instead covered in sexy humanoids with pumpkin heads. And it has been absolutely amazing, the search engine optimization things that we've been doing, and the way right now that if you type in certain things, the way Google completes it. And I'm just doing a little bit of a test here. So right now, if you type in Tommy McMurtry to Google, this is on an incognito tab, so theoretically everyone should get this. The number one result is you have the video thing at the top, and you have a video from myself, two of them from myself, and one from Viced Rhino. Now, Tommy McMurtry has created their own YouTube page as well. And what's really funny about that is if we do successfully get Liberty Baptist Church's YouTube page taken down, technically, now it'll be difficult to make sure that we talk to the right people in YouTube to make this happen, but technically his YouTube channel would qualify to come down too. So like when Alex Jones was taken off the platform, everyone who then tried to platform him and let him get his stuff out, their videos and their channels often got taken down too. It's the whole network. So as far as the first website result right now, it does show his YouTube channel. The next one is TommyMcMurtry.com. And that is where you will be able to see, you'll be able to see all of that stuff, all of the pumpkinoids. If you go to YouTube, it's all largely our stuff as well. His channel still makes it to the top of the list, which I'm really hoping we can combat that as well. Liberty Baptist Church, because there's so many Liberty named churches. In fact, I get a bunch of local ones too. That one is one that's been harder to get any meaningful SEO. However, one thing that is also very beautiful, if you type in Tommy McMurtry, the autocomplete goes to, before you even finish typing in Tommy McMurtry pumpkin, or Pastor Tommy McMurtry pumpkin, Tommy McMurtry website, and Pastor Tommy McMurtry are all autocompletes. that will lead you back to our stuff. And this had to do with his claim that online we can't do anything. And I think we did. I think we did some stuff. Not only are we now controlling what people are most likely to see when they go seeking his hate group and undermining their message in that way, crippling their PayPals for the conference and for Tommy McMurtry, and I assure you more to come. That's all those things we couldn't just do online. By the way, too, there's some very funny, go to Urban Dictionary and type in Tommy McMurtry at some point. I think you'll enjoy that. Additionally, now we have theist creators joining in on the fight. Theist creators that some of them I really dislike. Some of them who also say extremely homophobic things. But what's more important here is as you see that reach and that narrative go out there, that there be people. I, as an atheist, am not going to get a lot of people who are full NIFB to come all the way to my side, if any. But there are people within Christianity, within Baptism, being a Baptist, that will be able to. And having those join in a unified call that these people are too extreme and are wrong is important. However, because of the other views of many of them, they're not going to be people you see on my channel and people that I'm actually platforming. Just be aware that that is out there, specifically Christian creators. Technically, there was already one theist who was on board with us from the beginning, our friend Ocean Keltoy, who is a polytheist, a pagan, a heathen, and just a wonderful, wonderful dude. One of my favorite people in the world. And he's already made some videos too. In fact, I think if you type in pumpkin to YouTube, his video, just pumpkin, his video is like second or third or something. So I would say as things go, there's already been an impact. And as I said, we're just getting started. Things that are coming right now, Shannon, I believe Telltale and KC and John are all working on a press release. And this is something that we're going to be able to send to news organizations. We're going to be able to send to other creators that will have references to things. We'll have not just saying, hey, these hateful people are existing, but like, hey, these people, hateful people exist, and here's link one, link two, link three, to the ways you can see how bad and terrible they've been. This is something that's going to be hugely important. We are planning to make sure that this gets out to a lot of different places, and we'll be starting with local news organizations in Orlando, because oddly enough, the local coverage and local awareness of things like this happening is incredibly low. We'll also be going after some more national news outlets and things of that nature. However, the viability of that, convincing traditional media to do anything that YouTube media creators want to do can be difficult at times. So I don't know the viability of that, but I know that we're gonna be trying our damnedest. Now again, this is focusing on the conference. This is what I think I've been calling this phase three or phase four. We're now focusing on the conference coming up, less Tommy. Tommy I care much less about than this actual conference at large, this conference that's coming next weekend. These are the things we are going after, and we are going to make sure that the narrative around this, we are going to control the narrative. We are not going to let it be this kind of thing of like most people who have heard of this conference thinks that it's just some church doing a churchy thing. We're going to make sure it's exposed for absolutely what it is. Also, John and Casey are currently working on, I mentioned it before, a website. That website is going to have links to all kinds of stuff. Again, building in, showing off this network. And really, this is going to be a big resource for that, our demonstration that this is a cult. And they are actually, Telltale is at work with people. Telltale, most people know, is like the cult guy. He is at work in trying to make sure that they actually get labeled by the relevant organizations as a present-day active cult. Telltale and I will be working together, as well as me and some other creators, but Telltale and I already have some stuff planned to actually demonstrate, to actually show you why this is a cult, why Steven Anderson is a cult leader. We are not, once the conference is over, while you will certainly see a larger diversity of content come out after, because things will slow down for our side and their side, it won't be the end of it. And in fact, some of the stuff is going to speed up after the conference, but I am saying once the conference is done, we are not done. We will be going after them, if anything, harder in ways that are more significant and not just focusing only on the GRSM relation, but other things, because they teach other really, really terrible things. Shannon's talked about this a little bit, but we have a clip of Pastor Anderson basically saying, you should be beating Asperger's and ADD out of your children. That is the correct way to handle if your child has attention deficit disorder or Asperger's, that you should beat it out of them. Also, Pastor Anderson talks about how it's impossible for a person to rape their wife, that when you say I do, that you are giving universal consent forever. And so therefore, any action that a husband does to a wife, whatever it is, could not be called rape, that's impossible. I mean, this again isn't just the GRSM related content. This is, they are an evil organization with evil teachings, evil beliefs. And when they stay within the lines of that, I 100% agree that there's not much we can do about it. However, they don't stay within the lines of that, certainly not with terms of services on platforms. And again, I mean, when you're just advocating for beating Asperger's out of a child, I don't actually think that would be constitutionally protected free speech. That is an incitement to violence. And undoubtedly, that has led to parents in Steven Anderson's conversation acting that way, and husbands acting that way toward their wife, feeling more empowered to just take sex whenever they want. So these are the things that are happening with what we are doing. We have more. We are getting them designated as a hate group. The press release is coming out. The website is going to lay out what's been going on, why we are saying they are an organization much more dangerous than just a church. Not that I don't think a lot of churches are dangerous, but as far as the incitement to violence and telling people to take specific actions, this is a much more dangerous cult than we are used to dealing with or used to seeing. As far as things you can do, because there's a few of them, and I want to start out with things you shouldn't do. I am very in favor of protest. However, something that needs to be considered, because there's actually protests potentially happening at this conference and things of that nature. These people brag about being armed. They are hoping you will do anything to make them feel unsafe, because Florida has a rather fluid stand your ground law that almost always favors the person who shot the other person. The moment they can not even demonstrate, but present a reasonable doubt that they genuinely felt in danger, it is unlikely that they would be convicted of killing somebody. And so that is something that you have to be extremely considerate of. If a protest is going to happen, I 100% advise that you request police presence, that you call the police, let them know you are going to do this, let them know, send them clips if you need to. Once this press release is out as well, that will have things that are also relevant. Send that to the police as well and say, we would like to protest this. However, we think there is a low likelihood that these people who are celebrating a massacre of GRSM individuals who were at that nightclub, we feel it is unlikely that if we show up unprotected, that they won't try and kill us or shoot us or whatever, and request police presence. That is really the only, it is an unfortunate thing, because they want to brag about, they can't do anything to you online, and we're always armed, so we're going to seem real scary to try and approach in person. I would never, ever recommend anybody try to attend their church. This isn't like one of the joke times where I'm like, hey, don't go to TommyMcMurtry.com. This is real. This is legitimate. Do not try and attend their church and do some kind of protest in the church where you know, start yelling stuff or and strip off to a pumpkin or whatever. Obviously, that's a very funny image. Don't do that. These are, again, people that are very braggadocious about that they are armed to the teeth. If you do that, I suspect harm will come to you. And I am telling you, don't. Don't. It is not worth it. It is not worth having martyrs. It is not worth having dead heroes. I would rather have you alive. And there's more you can do alive. So if you are going to protest, protest in very, very responsible ways. Do not do it in ways that put you or anybody else in danger, and make sure that there's police around. As far as the things to come, the press release Shannon is going to, she just mentioned in live chat, she's going to release it everywhere. So you will be able to find it on the website, in links, I'm sure, on video descriptions, on Twitter. That's actually, so this might sound like something that sounds like either just self-promotion or something that doesn't really have an effect. But seriously, follow us on Twitter. Dear Mr. Atheist is my Twitter handle. Shannon is Shannon_Q0, I think. If you type in Shannon Q, you'll find her. KC is on there. Godless Engineer is on there. You'll see them also interacting with all of our posts. We sometimes throw out calls to action there. We sometimes say, hey, here's the mirror of that video. Let's activate. Let's get it taken down. Hey, here's those PayPal links. Here's those things. That is a really, really good place to see our future calls to action. And Twitter is one of the places. I actually kind of hate Twitter for a lot of things that happen on it. However, this is a way we can use a terrible thing that is Twitter for good. And it's, if you want to join in and make sure we know also that you're trying to broadcast allyship, throw in a little pumpkin emoji in your handle. It goes a long way when we see a response, especially if we're not. Sometimes somebody will respond something. You're like, I don't know if, are they on our side? The wording of what they said is confusing. That pumpkin emoji is an easy way to clear that up. Support the creators. That is a big way that you can help with this. So whether that is going to their channels, sharing their videos out that are talking about this topic, it's the exact same thing as marketing, clothing, and things of that stuff. Word of mouth at the end of the day is a million times stronger than any of the individual things we can do. My putting a video up with a great thumbnail and a catchy title and the things that you have to do to make it on YouTube still are not as powerful as when you as individuals say, all right, I'm in. I'm going to share this out and I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to make sure these conversations are happening. I'm going to participate. Those things are huge. For those who have the resources, and I've seen obviously plenty in the super chats here today, which we will start reading here in a few minutes, financial support of creators can be absolutely incredible too. I've mentioned in a couple of my videos right now, if you send money via PayPal, a lot of that money is going toward things, possibly all. I just don't know the exact number of what's out and what's in right now. But right now I'm focusing PayPal money toward things like boosting videos on like Facebook, boosting the website traffic and things like that so that it'll appear as a Google ad, depending on if it's searched for the relevant way, doing that kind of targeted marketing and also having, so like the websites and stuff cost money, the domain names cost money, some of them monthly, some of them a bigger time getting started out. So those are ways. PayPal, for example, is a great way right now if you want to actively participate. But in general, with all of these creators, if you have the financial means to support them on like Patreon and those kinds of things, that helps these people have more time. A lot of them are working. I'm a full-time YouTuber. A lot of them are not. A lot of them are working multiple jobs, and that extra income definitely helps out with having them not just having more time to help, but incentivizing the time that they are helping. And it's a really great way to be supportive. As far as back to the stuff in general, once this press release is out, if you know local media or national media, if you have the ear of a content creator, another YouTuber who you think would join in on this fight, and people who would help bring attention to this, definitely get it to them. Definitely let people know, because there are a lot of creators that this kind of stuff affects. And there are people out there who just need to know it even exists in the first place. I can't tell you the number of people on Twitter that I've just seen say things like, what the fuck's up with all these pumpkins? Somebody's got to let them know what the fuck's up with all of those pumpkins. And again, sharing that content. Also, if you have new information, if new videos pop up, if new YouTube channels pop up, if new things pop up, there is an email address which I've put in the description because I don't remember it off the top of my head, but that is an email address that is for our core group, our pumpkin posse, if you will, that email address is for us, and you can send us emails and let us know that that's what's going on, what you saw, and whatever else. But yeah, all of those, sharing not just my videos, mind you, sharing the videos of other creators too. And even the smaller creators often have big creator fucking quality content. I love a lot of the people who have been joining in and the content they make. I've done my best to signal boost them. But again, what I can singularly do won't be anything compared to when a group of you together all try to do it. Smash the like button on this video. No, that's not really on this list, but do smash the like button. And really seriously, with the protests and everything, really consider people's safety, your own and others. That right now is the biggest list of that's the most call to action we have now. There is more to come. So again, follow us on social media, subscribe to these people's channels, and be ready for more calls to actions. But contacting local media, sharing content, supporting your creators, emailing us with the new information. And then, once again, down below, we have that list of all of those PayPals that I just literally copied and pasted from all the work Shannon Q did. And she is utterly incredible, the amount of work she's been doing. We have that list of PayPals. And those are the places that you can go report. You can report it to the email. You can report by calling into PayPal. All of those things. So that is the main thing with today's episode. What I'm going to do super chats here in a minute. I recommend people stay because I think the super chats are going to be very relevant. So we're going to be having some additional conversations. I know a lot of people decide right now is when they want to leave. I'm going to take just like a 20 second break. And I will be right back, and we will make sure that we get, I'm just going to top off my water bottle here. We will get to super chats. We will talk about this. And once again, just be ready, be following, be, the actions on that list that you can see yourself making a difference. Do take those on yourself and I hope you all are as thankful and just have the amount of gratitude I have to people like, again, KC, Shannon. Atheist Rationale has been incredible for this archiving. You have other creators who are bringing attention to this kind of thing. People like Suris, people like Ocean Keltoy. Godless Engineer is working on that website, which is incredible. And he has those skills, which is good, because if it had been a website I had made, it would just be a bunch of naked humanoid pumpkin heads, because that's about the extent of my ability there. And then you have other people organizing with us. The ACA has our back on this, for example, and creators out of there as well. So, there's a big group of us. A lot of people are helping in a lot of ways. Getting that, it's going to make a big difference to the things that we can do once we have them established as a hate group, as KC is working on, established as an active cult, as Telltale is working on. Anyway, I want to hear from you and the community. I'm going to take a 20-second break, top off my water, and be right back. And then we will go through the super chats and have those conversations and see what you all are talking about.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
No audio. All right. Like I said, very, very short. And let's get started in here on the Super Chats and having these conversations. Also, seeing my wonderful peeps, Casey, Shannon, Telltale, in the live chat. Y'all are my... Did you ever know that you're my heroes? You're everything that I wish to be. Jimmy is stalling while he scrolls down. His falsetto is not very good at all. Sounds like Elmo. Lucifer wrote, to winning. Yes, we are going to win this, and we already are winning. They very quickly dismissed us, and I think they have grown to regret that. Deanna, can I say just how much I love what you're doing this with this Pumpkin Saga thing and how amazing you are for doing it? You can say that. I feel weird with those kinds of compliments, and I want to once again emphasize this is not just me. This is a lot of people. And if this was just me, I'm not saying I wouldn't try to do everything that's happening, but first of all, a lot of people had ideas that didn't even fucking occur to me. And second of all, I only have so much time and I have even fewer spoons. And for those of you who know what spoons are, you know what I'm talking about. Demonic Davros, just a small pumpkin donation. Thank you very much. Rian Lyons Copeland, nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me. Anyway, the wind blows. The NIFB Jesus, thank you. No, thank you, Jesus. Karen Lyon, you are my favorite YouTuber. You give me hope and support to keep going. I love your content. Thank you for making your videos. Well, thank you very much. That's very, very kind of you to say. Ariel Ansel, I can't watch right now, so I'll be listening on Spotify at work. Love all you do. All hail the Pumpkin King. A little cash from me and my fur babies. Yeah, the Pumpkin King thing, I would usually be very, very reluctant to take on such a title. However, I'm not going to lie, I kind of like it. I kind of like Pumpkin King. Even more than I ever liked Sky Daddy or Land Daddy. Scientist Mel says, sending pumpkin love and check your DM. I assume you mean Twitter DMs, and I will do so. Brittany 74795, have you heard the hate speech issue with Crowder versus Vox? Yes, and there's a lot. It's super duper complicated. I don't think we should be platforming and... Here's the thing. As far as calling people slurs, I don't know. I don't know whether I think... that should be totally deplatformed. Because again, I err on the side of free speech. However, it seems reasonable to me that the frequency at which he did this and the focus in which he did this, it did seem reasonable to me that that promoted and caused a lot of harassment, which is something that I think has to have consequences for. I definitely think that demonetizing Crowder's channel as a first step was a good move. I might even be for his channel being removed, but it's something I haven't had enough time to even learn enough about the issue on and to focus on what I think of this. I genuinely think Crowder is a piece of shit. I think he's just a bad person. In fact, all those change my mind memes, I've always just been like, listen, memes are memes, I get that, but you're still raising awareness of this general idea and this person, and you're making this face more recognizable. And like, creators love it when memes involving them go viral, because it does turn into more clicks and stuff later on down the road. And that original meme, the original sign says, there are only two genders, changed my mind. And I've seen everybody, I mean, people from every walk of life using that meme and changing it over. So, I think I'm in favor, certainly, especially like his, there's other considerations with Crowder on the whole demonetization. I don't know whether I'm fully out for completely deplatforming him, but definitely demonetizing him. I might be down to deplatform, but I need to spend more time and know what was going on. Yeah, and so a lot of people are even mentioning, a lot of people don't even know that that is that guy, that he's the meme guy behind the Change My Mind meme. And so that's, I mean, it's not your fault, obviously, I'd like people to, I guess, know that and to say like, hey, just so you know, this is where that meme comes from. I don't know how to say your name because those are not English characters. I assume that that is how you spell Bob. So Bob said, I'm kidding, but oh no, hey, my name is Lloyd, Lloyd says. I'm a bisexual, panromantic, trans man dating a pansexual trans man. So here to show support, I support your side, and I would even if I was a Christian. I am absolutely appalled at this horrific hate speech. It hurts. Yeah, it's, again, for all of us creators. And we've been having meetings every few days talking about what we want to do next. It's the kind of meeting we could sell tickets to because it's a lot of creators that you all support. But we're not, we wouldn't. We're not going to sell tickets to it because, one, we just don't have the time. We already end up talking for a good 2 hours each time. We've been meeting up as creators talking about what we want to do. And it's for all of us. Like, holy shit, how do they have the audacity to really go this far? How do they lack shame? They lack shame in the shameful shit they say. Like, these are the kinds of beliefs that if you believe them, you should really hold them in and be ashamed of your fucking self. Or try to have the conversations to, like, recognize what a piece of shit you are and try and have the conversations that are going to actually compel your beliefs to suck less. Soul Capture Animations, thank you. Jezzy Kerr, all hail the Pumpkin King, for he is delicious and also cute and awesome and amazing. Keep it up, you wonderful person. Keep in mind, I control my lights and my angles very much. So I come from the world of photography before this. I'm just saying, in person, you might be shocked at what you beheld. Crazy Fan 54, just to say what you've been doing is glorious. Well, thank you. Hail the Pumpkin King. Happy Pride Month. That was from Lloyd again with the Japanese characters that I guess spell Lloyd. I don't know. Nobody. Pastor Tommy McMurtry has refused to deny that he is sexually attracted to pumpkins. Listen, I know it has come to his attention that this is a question that people want to know the answer of. A person's sexuality is private if they want it to be. So I do want to say that while I do not know if Pastor McMurtry is sexually attracted to pumpkins, I think it would do him a great service to reveal if he was sexually attracted to pumpkins. However, I do understand that his silence may indicate, I'm not saying it does, but his silence may indicate that his sexual attraction to pumpkins is a very private and personal affair for him. And so that is what his silence may mean. Maybe I even think that's what it means. I don't know, but I won't. It could mean that. Butazumi, I want to be a pastor in the United Church of Canada. These pastors bother me so much. I think these pastors bother most people, I think there are people that I in the past would call radical who would see this and go, wow, holy shit. Now, I will tell you, I would love to hear people like Girl Defined. I would love to hear people like Paul and Morgan both come out. Emma, what was her name? Emma Jenkins. The girl from Duck Dynasty. I would love to hear all of these individuals. Bible Flock Box, all of them. I would like to hear them respond to this kind of hateful rhetoric. Jordan Klein, thank you very much. Jeanette E., keep it up. We're all with you. Thank you so much. Lady Witch, shout out to Lucy Fur for keeping the patch moving. Seriously, it's amazing that Lucy so often super chats me and supports me on Patreon when the amount that she's doing definitely... I should be paying her. She is perhaps the most supportive person I have come across thus far. John Rotramel, thank you very much for your pumpkin emoji. December Rose, thank you twice. Brutus Magnuson, never forget Uganda. Christofascist, try that. Cal Christofascist, try that. I do know that there are on that continent several very, very radical Christian teachers and such. They are people that I think we have covered, especially Kyle and I have covered, some of them have covered, but yeah, there's a lot of this stuff is normal in other parts of the world, but that doesn't mean we can't fight it here. And I certainly am not one of those people who ascribe to like, well, why are you focusing on this when this in a different part of the world is affecting more people? I think we can do both. And I think that my appropriate position and my best form of activism is my channel and focusing on domestic issues. However, I do often enough times anyway, bring in some foreign issues. C. Brown, lots of pumpkin emojis. Thank you. Jordan Klein, thank you. Andreo Batella, Tommy McMurtry is verily not shooketh. He shook, he is shaken, he shaketh even now, and he shall proceed shaking in the foreseeable future. That's true. It is not merely past tense. His state of shookedness is present and ever large. Soul Capture Animations, thank you. Meredith Navin, cuddles to you because of Morty. Ah, why'd you have to bring up Morty? I love you though, Meredith. High five for being awesome. You're a great bloke. Keep being you. Love from Straya. So for those of you who don't know, my cat Morty died this week. So that sucked, which is why there was less content this week, only two episodes. GRSM versus Saga, sexual and gender acceptance. I prefer GRSM. GRSM includes romantic minorities. A lot of people have been asking me about whether or not kinks and stuff qualify in these things. I think that there is certainly room for inclusivity. I think it is important to acknowledge that when we're talking about sexual minorities, we're speaking specifically to the identity relating to the person, the genders of the people, the gender or genders that a person is attracted to. However, for those people who are having safe, consensual things that have been looked down upon society, like polyamory, like certain kinks, BDSM and such, when those things are all happening safely and healthily, I see no reason to not be inclusive with GRSM. I don't care how many of your hate emails I get. It has been incredible that so many emboldened pedophiles have been emailing me about this. No, I am very sorry for the situation that you are in. You have my compassion and my sympathy up until the moment that you abuse a child. However, GRSM and our cause and our pride is not yours. Again, I am very sorry for what you are going through. But one of the biggest differences between our sexual identity and what you are attracted to, one is that qualification of gender differences. And two, I genuinely believe we have to be working on some sort of significant treatment to take care of people who have that. And we should destigmatize in some level the therapeutic end of it, not therapy should be destigmatized in general. People who suffer from that should be in therapy for that to control and hopefully suppress and eliminate that. Where our sexual attractions come from in the brain, in the mind, pedophilia versus a sexual orientation are not the same. And I will keep getting the emails, but no, you don't. There is a cause out there for you that should be pursued, which is therapy and help for people who have that, especially prior to acting out on it. But you are not GRSM, you are not LGBTQ+, and I will not be changing my mind on that. You will not be included. But again, as far as general sexual identities go, that we aren't talking about sexual orientation related to what genders, I think there is tons of room and support and inclusivity for people who are, somebody mentioned furries. Furries, as far as I can tell, are fine. They're good people. They have a desire to do things that I don't quite understand, but that's not for me to understand if I don't. As long as people are being safe, consensual, and age restrictions and consent is the highest form of consideration, then I am fine with being inclusive of other sexual identities who society has been shitty to in the past. But again, pedophilia and zoophilia are not sexual orientations because as Zero just pointed out in the live chat, child and animals are not genders. Period, sorry, get out. I'm just kidding. No one has to leave, but that is at the end of the day, that is where I'm falling and I'm not giving an inch on that. What an interesting All you asked whether I prefer GRSM or Saga, sexual and gender acceptance. I do prefer GRSM because it includes romantic minorities, and I think actually romantic orientation is something we need to be speaking more about, the whole concept of, which still has to do with genders, by the way. Romantic orientation is, I, for example, have told people I am pansexual, but I tend to be, which there's not a perfect word for my romantic orientation, but I tend to be more gynoromantic in that I tend to be attracted to presentations of femininity as far as what I would actually have a romantic relationship with. There have been huge exceptions to that rule. There are huge exceptions to that rule. However, I have noticed that as far as that sort of non-sexual loving kind of affection that comes in, tends to be more feminine presentations, regardless of what the person's gender is. And then also, it's like, there's that, but then there's also the androgyny, which is just the most wonderful thing in the world to me. I also am very romantically attracted to androgyny. So, again, it's not a perfect word. GD Guy for Life says, hello. Hello, GD Guy for Life. We interacted at some point recently in the past, too, besides this. No, GD Guy for Life, email me. GD Guy for Life is definitely somebody I used to work with at some point in my life. I'm not going to say where because I'm not trying to go in the direction of doxing myself. But please email me, dearmrathiest@gmail.com, and tell me who the fuck you are. Lone Wolf, Freedom of Association. Lloyd, whoever you are, you should be proud of it. But if you are already privileged, you don't need a parade. Yeah, to me, I don't necessarily agree with whoever you are, you should be proud. You just shouldn't live in an existence of shame. You should lack shame for things that you... So, for example, I am white. I'm not proud of being white, but I'm not ashamed of being white either. Now, I'm ashamed of a lot of things that I had done in the past and ways I had exploited my privilege and ways I had been racist in the past, but in my present state, I don't feel shame for being white, and I don't feel pride either. And I think it would be ridiculous to feel proud of being white, because it's just something I am, and I haven't experienced oppression because of being white. I'm more in favor of being proud where people have tried to force shame on you. But I get what you're saying, Lloyd. This isn't me arguing with you or anything. And you're extremely right that if you're already privileged, you don't need a parade, and you don't need a White History Month. Spencer Oldham says, like, water emoji, heart emoji, face heart emoji, water. I don't know how to say that, but thank you for your emojis. Corey Mitchell, thank you. M, thank you. Beatrice Kirkland, thank you. The NIFB Jesus, thank you. Wow, extremely, extremely generous of you. Supporting CCs is important. Content creators is what CCs means. I oftentimes don't know what acronyms mean the first time I read them, even ones I use frequently. In this important work to let the world know about this fascistic hate cult. My brain tried to read fascinating, then fantastic, and then hate, yeah. Fascistic, quite. I agree with that too. Lloyd says, OMG, we should go to the Straight Pride Parade and bring pumpkins. That one sounds a lot safer, the Straight Pride Parade in Boston. Lee Drop the Curtain, I will say, some local churches may receive some DoorDash deliveries of pumpkins from me when they're in season, things of that nature anyway. I don't know if DoorDash will deliver pumpkins. They apparently deliver flowers now, though. Netheria Fate, thank you. Oh, did I read it? Lee Dropped the Curtain, when I thought Steven Anderson couldn't sink lower. You know what? I don't think he sunk lower. I think we didn't know how low he already was. I think this is him. And what's made him worse is that he's now training people. That he's spreading successfully, getting more and more people to buy into his bullshit. Damien, please put this money toward a good cause. These guys need to be shut down. I assure you, pretty much everything I get, I'm like trying to also save now too. But for the last several months, as my channel has become, given me the ability to go full time, everything's either gone into the channel or into specific causes. And so right now I'm a little more cause driven. And so, yeah, I can assure you that your money will go toward a good cause. I can promise that we are not only going after, because one of the things that's harder when I was in my smaller creator days, all I could do was kind of talk and say, hey, here's these things. And it's actually been amazing to now actually have people like you who have been so financially supportive, which actually give me a reach and equip me in ways that I didn't have before. And I'm trying to make sure that I'm not just self-serving in that regard. The Dying Atheist, wish it could be more, Jimmy. I love that anybody supports at any level. So please don't ever feel guilty about, even if you can't support at any level, don't feel guilty about that. You still have your voice and you still have your platforms and your own things. If you want to participate, share, support us on things like Twitter and follow us and look out for those calls to actions and things of that nature. Nels, we need to have a pumpkin pride event. Eli Wilmot, thank you. Another pumpkin emoji. Mike Mick, fuck the pumpkin king. Ha ha ha, hail Satan. Yeah. Fuck the pumpkin king. Wait, I'm the pumpkin king though, not Tommy McMurtry. Maybe you knew that. Mike's a buddy though. Mike's good. Lloyd, I have ADHD. It's hard. I hope he dies in a fire. yeah, like you're saying you hope he dies in some way that's not any individual's fault, which is important to say here. Yeah, hearing that kind of stuff, there are definitely times I've been very upset with people, and the number one thing I will advocate for is their incidental removal from the internet, not the world, because I try to be better than they are. And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. A lot of these people are so far gone that I don't think they can be recovered. But it wouldn't surprise me if someone in the NIFB who is as hateful as they are now, one of those pastors, a decade from now is giving a TED talk on what a piece of shit they were. And I even think I know which person it most likely would be, but I would never want to give them that benefit of the doubt, that sort of like, hey, here's a little gimme. A public benefit of the doubt. I'll give anybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to publicly say, I think this person's going to may turn out to not suck as much. Gedry, can't find the pumpkin emoji. So for schnitz and giggles, rainbow, and then many colors of hearts. Gedry knows that I love their name. I just love the name Gedry. I don't know what it was about it. They are the first person I ever saw with the name Gedry, but I just have liked the name ever since. The Dying Atheist, thank you all. We are all in the battle, big and small. Absolutely, and I promise you, we can't do this without help. And we need anybody who feels inclined to help. We need you. Analixa9, first time, but this was so important to me and I couldn't miss it. I flew out of Orlando this morning and I wish I could have stayed longer to protest. On the other hand, like, I felt relief you aren't there because now I feel like you're safer. Do you think they're allowed to abort gay fetuses? Autumn Cassidy, do you think they're allowed to abort gay fetuses? I'm not sure. Oh, I see what you mean. Whether or not they make an abortion here's an exception. If it turns out you could test your fetus for being gay. My guess is no. My guess is they would think the thing you have to do is deliver the fetus and then wait for any indication that it's in the GRSM community and then kill it. But I don't know. Piggy's got the conch. Thank you for your assortment of colored hearts. Pedro Nolasco de Carvalho, thank you. I hope I said that okay. I'm sorry if my pronunciation sucked. Kieran Lyon, shout out to Lexi Links on Wattpad. Story round and beautiful. McMurtry times or X pumpkin, read it. I will go check that out myself. I've never heard of Wattpad, but cool. Saluna Sassoon. I hope this little bit can help. Everything genuinely does, I promise. Jakao, when is part 3 and part 4 coming out for Mormon bite model videos? Have I just missed them? Much love to you and Telltale. Yeah, he and I are actually actively working on making sure those come out soon. I feel bad because I feel like I keep saying, it got pushed. We'll record it here soon, very, very soon, the next part. This popped in, I think, like the 2 days before he and I were originally scheduled to record, and then we had other stuff to do. But it's definitely coming. The Mormon Bite Model videos are definitely coming. And it's not like the first 4 or 5 seasons of Game of Thrones where I keep teasing you that the White Walkers are coming, and then you just wonder if they really ever are. Olivia Harris, church seeing Kingsman, the Secret Service. I know to what you are referring. I would never want that to happen in real life. I'm covering my bases here. Mike Mick, do you think giving attention to this issue is helping or harming the LGBTQ community, or are we confident as a skeptic community that we are stronger? I am confident that we are hurting them more than they are. The effect of our hurting their platforms and their cult is larger than the potential of them getting more reach. And this is something I think about a lot. And I, for example, many, many YouTube creators who are my friends disagree with me that, because I have said, I think flat earth is our fault. Now, most of us weren't actually creators back then, but the atheist YouTube group who were present are largely who exposed flat earth to the world and basically said, like, hey, look at these ridiculous people. They are so dedicated to this belief that they actually believe this. And then the conspiracy followed. I think if atheist YouTube had never exposed that, it would have not become, or it would have been much less likely for it to become as large as it did become. It's kind of dying again, I think. So I would say, I think about that a lot, and I genuinely thought about this. In this case, I'm very, very considerate of who do I platform, and do I feel relatively confident that my impact of positivity will outweigh any negative impact from the awareness of their existence? They have gotten large enough that I don't think we can ignore them anymore. In fact, I think that they became reliant on people ignoring them, and that is why they've gotten away with so much for so long. But keep in mind, Steven Anderson has 120,000 subscribers on YouTube. That's nothing to shake a stick at. And I assure you his reach is greater than that because he doesn't put that much work into promoting himself. He had also already been platformed by Vox, actually. Vox did an episode on him. But thank you, Mike. That's a good question. And I actually appreciate the opportunity to explain. Chapstick Jacenti, that sounded so political. I actually did. I am glad you brought that up because that is something I wanted to mention and I forgot to bring it up earlier in the episode. Chapstick Jacenti, howdy Pumpkin King, what's the haps, my fellow? Yee! Just fighting pumpkins and fighting being, or not fighting pumpkins, fighting pumpkin haters and also fighting being sad because of the loss of a pet this week. Lindsay Williams, just sending some spoons to keep up the good fight. Thank you. I wish it worked that way. Goodness. Your inner beauty shines above everything else. I don't care about physical beauty, you cute, awkward potato. And yes, I spent $5 just to say this. Well, thank you very much. I am a very awkward potato. I don't know about you. American Christian outrage warriors are involved in Uganda. Yeah, I'll take a look at what you're referring to and see if that's something we should be getting involved into. But I do know that there are radical Christian groups, yeah, from America trying to spread to other places. The NIFB, for example, now has a location in the Philippines. Chapstick Jacenti, Tommy and Pumpkin fan fiction coming soon. Pumpkin. Dylan Fuller, love you, Jimbo. I sent a small thank you email. As a demisexual, I can say, even without good angles, you are smart. I'd love to have a chill debate with you. Oh, I wonder what we would debate. I assume it would be, no, I guess I don't know. Andrea Obatella, my previous chat was a correction. I think you just meant to say chat. Chat is the word there. Is shooketh was never grammatical. That's is shaken, and in olden English is shook might have been acceptable. So for the reference, Andrea, shooketh is a vine. And it was a reference to that. If you type in shook it to YouTube, you'll see what I'm talking about. Chapstick Jacenti, howdy buckaroo, what's the haps? I will write some spicy Tommy and Pumpkin fan fiction and you can check it out, especially yeets. Epically yeets, sorry. Oh, my reading is not great tonight, is it? Lucy Fur, lighten the mood, libido, 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 shot, 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 don't get me wrong. Telltale, you said there's an exception to your gyno-romantic rule. Tell me, who has your heart, Jimmy? Is it me? I thought about actually saying who my current exception is to that. But of course it's you, Telltale. GD guy for life, pumpkin money for McMurtry fetish. I'll pass it along. And seriously, email me, GD guy for life, dear Mr. Atheist at Gmail. Hex decimals. Have you heard of the MOGAI acronym? Marginalized orientations, genders, and intersex. I'd be surprised. It seems to be a niche Tumblr thing. I had not heard of that. I like GRSM because it's technically inclusive of all of those things. Gender minorities, I think, would include intersex, though obviously in that case we're talking about a person's sex more than a person's gender, but I still feel it would fall in the umbrella. Chapstick Jacenti, please read my super chats. Cries in real life. Chapstick, I've read them. Are you not paying attention? Spazzy Bunny, thank you. And got a few more in here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mike Mick, didn't know someone referenced you as king, but lol. Yeah. Everyone hail to the pumpkin throne. Chapstick Jacenti, just wanted to donate this time. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin. Thank you very much. Sam Mallory, love your channel and the pumpkin pride idea is good. I absolutely love it. I am Oddity, pumpkin plasmic lightning. That's my superpower. Lindsay corrected with the word the, but I don't remember what they're referring to. Pedro Nolasca de Carvalho. I really appreciate what you're doing. I live in Brazil, and my country tends to mimic the U.S. My brother is gay, and the situation here with our new president is getting worse every day. Good job. Yeah, I've heard some things about that. I think I was exposed to the Brazilian president by John Oliver, potentially, and I ended up going on a rabbit hole that night, watching and reading a bunch of stuff. Holy shit. You have my condolences. And yeah, good for you for standing up for yourself there, too, because fucking hell. Undead Meowth, hey Mr. Pumpkin, I want to cover the original video by McMurtry. Could I get a mirror? I'm a tranny from Orlando and this situation hits close to home. You know what? Go follow and subscribe to Atheist Rationale and then on Twitter, send them. I bet they have a link to that up. I am not the curator of that archive, but Atheist Rationale could use your support and I'm sure in response would give you that video. Jay London, thank you. Brittany 74795. I also grew up Christian, and I'm so tired of seeing churches like this spreading hate. Thanks, Pumpkin Posse, for fighting this. Lauren Marquez, take my Deseret Industries money, fight the Mormons. Oh, wow, Lauren, you work for Deseret. I'm so sorry. For those who don't know, Deseret is like it's kind of the propaganda arm of the Mormon Church. They have Deseret Book, and they are who publish a lot of Mormon authors. You can also buy your temple garments from them, at least the one in Salt Lake City. Lone Wolf, I'm glad you like furries. I do. I like everybody who doesn't suck, who isn't a hateful piece of shit. Christy Hunkala, thank you. Dustin Better Court, what do you think of what's going on with Vox? I kind of mentioned it before. Now if you're talking about the walkouts because of their strike, I don't know because I'm not informed well enough. But I generally do support the demonetization of Crowder's channel. I've yet to make a determination if I think if he deserves more. Also, I also acknowledge the fact that him being demonetized is an easy card for him to play, and his Patreon support probably just skyrocketed. Haiti P, thank you for speaking out against religious hate. Used to go to a Christian church and saw how they casually preach sexist, homophobic hate. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's why I do it, because I did the same thing. I went to the same church, and not only did I see them preach it, at times I preached it myself. Floyd, I don't think McMurtry deserves to actually die, but he certainly deserves for people to say they wish that upon him, if that makes sense. I see what you're saying. And sometimes we do say things like that. I have definitely said things like, fuck so-and-so, I hope they die in a fire. It's kind of like myself. I am often thinking the thoughts of, I wish I would just die, or I want to kill myself, but I wouldn't actually do it. However, the thought of doing so is some sort of, not quite cathartic, but therapeutic. Gedry, it's from the song In the Silence, A Tale of Lennon Kellar by Elizabeth Kerner, a book I read in high school. Very cool. Alexis Crow, this abortion horror story reminds me of the series Unwind, where abortion is illegal, but 12 to 18-year-olds can be killed and their bodies used for transplants. Whoa. Chapstick Jacenti, Pumpkin Sexual Pride, Pumpkin Posse for Life, Buckaroo, Tommy McMurtry is only bigoted because he's insecure about his kinks, spicy. Don't forget, another way you can support this channel is buying merch, and there is now, the store right now, if you go to it, is my Pride store. Everything is Pride related, and you can actually represent the Pumpkin Posse with a mug or a t-shirt or a hoodie. And there's also some Pansexual Pride merch in there. I finally got that I've been promising it a while, that it's basically like paint splatters of the pansexual flag, and it says it's not about cookware. Because we've heard your joke a million times, pansexual has nothing to do with cookware. It's a tired joke. Give up on it. Floyd, I saw you turn red, Jimmy. I ship you with Telltale. Telltale is a total cutie. Telltale's also Taken. And I would never try to pressure somebody whose gender identity is straight, or sexual identity is straight, to change that. If they wanted to themselves, fine. But would never pressure such a thing. Butazumi, you are Sally and Jack's son. I hope so. Chapstick Jacenti, stops crying in real life because Pumpkin King noticed me. Well, Chapstick, I think I noticed you like 9 times on here. But I'm glad it meant something to you. Carolyn Baum, tweet this fight to news and LGBTQ-friendly celebs. Yeah, I think when the press release is out, that's going to help the most, because right now there's so much information in so many places, and that'll help pull it all together. Floyd says, Mormonism is very strange. Yes, it is. Mike Mick, are you surprised you're more known for LGBT than XLDS? Yes. And I'm glad I found what I want this channel to do, but I'm not done with XLDS. And while right now we're focusing on this, lately I've been feeling a pull back toward that, because the original intent of this channel was to take on all of the bad information that Mormonism has put out there and to try and help people out of their way of that cult. But as cults go, the NIFB is a worse cult, except for that it is smaller. Joshua Ledeau, dude, you skipped my last super chat. Shoot, let me go down and find it here. Okay, here we go. Joshua Ledeau says, U.S. evangels went to Uganda and convinced, I think evangelist, but short because of character limitations, went to Uganda and convinced parliament to pass hate laws that caused the deaths of LGBT Ugandans. As former Mormon missionary there, I will work to repeal those laws, support the LGBT plus community. I know what you're talking about now. Yes, that was actually people from here going and getting those laws passed. And unfortunately, there are different levels of that happening across the world. You have things that terrible and that hateful going directly to terrible laws that are costing people their lives. And then you have things like the Mormon Church spending a ton of money to try and keep gay marriage illegal in places like Australia and Ireland. And then it's Lloyd DW. Lots of people make that mistake. It's Lloyd DW. I don't know what DW means. It's Lloyd DW. Could someone tell me what DW stands for? Or is that somehow trying to tell me the right way to pronounce it? It's Lloyd DW. Don't worry. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I don't know what most of these things mean. Chapstick Jacenti, shout out to my friend. Her name is Raven. Hello, Raven. How are you doing? You're a wonderful friend of Chapstick Jacenti, and they care about you. I will also give a shout out to my friend Elizabeth, who I believe is watching. And Lucifer says, don't worry, DW. You know what's funny is, there's the entire possibility, had you written that, I wouldn't have known that you were actually defining. I would just say, don't worry, DW. Oh, there's DW again. What does that mean? But somebody said it means don't worry in that way. Brittany 74795, I do have to run, but just wanted to add that I recently signed up as a patron and encourage anyone else who supports your channel to do the same. Thank you so much. It really does mean a lot. And Patreon is my livelihood at this point. Terry Shaw, thank you too. All right. That is where we are going to leave everything. Thank you all so much. This is that, again, the live recording broadcasting of Modern Day Atheism, which is also available in podcast form, Spotify, YouTube, obviously YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and something that I understand is called Stitcher, but don't know a thing about. Oh, let me get this last one in from Rachel real quick. Tuned in late, but it's been such a wild week. I wanted to say thanks. I have so many GRSM lovelies in my life. My one regret is that I can't hug them all at once. Thanks, atheist YouTubers, for keeping these fools in check. You are welcome. It is our genuine pleasure, and that is why we are not done. We are not going to stop. We have plans. We have plans for the NIFB. And we are going to see them through. Last one here. Gabriel Durnham. Thank you, Mr. Pumpkin. Channels like yours remind me to keep fighting for truth, even in my own family. Here's some money since they keep demonetizing you. Yes, that has been a huge issue and really, really unpleasant. Everything LGBT related gets demonetized, and less than half of them get remonetized after review. It's been really annoying. Yes. Anyway, thank you, everyone, so much. I'm looking forward to this next week of content, this next week of working with you, and you all getting to see just what we have in store and what we have planned. As always, I've been Jimmy Snow. Mr. Pumpkin was not my father.